This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, I was just thinking, if Wayne is all those things, what does that make me, America's sweetheart? Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. And Thursdays, I get the first hour here on the USA Radio Network. America's sweetheart. Man, I like the way that sounds. Shirley Temple, right. All right, listen, welcome aboard. This is the best dang radio show in the entire world, and I appreciate Wayne giving me an opportunity to come in Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour to get it done for you. Again, you can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, 833-927-8255. That is our phone number. We'll try to squeeze in a couple of calls throughout the first hour. I've got a great guest coming up in just a bit. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, but I can't wait to talk to this guy because he's a flat-out hero, but we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Wayne will be here, of course, at the top of the hour, as he always is, ready to fire all cannons. And I'm going to let him handle the GAO thing because it just broke, and I'm sure that's going to be more his baby. So a thing broke today about the Ukraine, and it really isn't the greatest thing for Trump. So we'll let Wayne take care of that a little bit later on. I want to talk more about three things, if I can squeeze them all in here in this opening break. Number one, the Nancy Pelosi March of Death, I guess, when she walked over the impeachment papers. It was almost surreal, right? I mean, it felt like you needed some kind of German-themed type of Nazi music playing in the background. Exactly. Like, yeah, the Flight of the Valkyrie or something like that playing in the background. And, you know, then they get over there and they sit down and they sign this thing. And of course, it's supposed to be a somber scenario where they're very sad about what they're doing. Good God, I've been praying for the president for the past 6 months, and here I am. He's forced my hand. It's just an embarrassment, right? And then, of course, they had pens. You realize that she signed the documents with pens with her own signature on those pens. Do you know that? Maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you did. I don't know. But those pens have Nancy Pelosi's signatures. And, you know, she wants to go down in history as the one who has called the Donald Trump out on the carpet and the one that has caused him to be impeached. So I was thoroughly, it's like theater. It was like, again, it was like total political theater, but it was actually like being at a Broadway show watching this thing happen. So, yeah, was I taken aback by that? Was I shocked? No. Is it typical Democrat Nancy Pelosi? Yes. You know, you say one thing, you do another, you shuck and you jive and all that goes along with that. So, yeah, watching that the other day, it was almost an embarrassment. But like I said, I could definitely hear that music playing in the background. So that's number one. Number two, everybody's been playing the first unheard audio between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, if Chris, you let me know when you got to queue that up. We'll play that. Okay, go. Go, baby, go.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me a liar. You told me.
Well, you're a liar. I know you're a liar.
I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good. Okay.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. So when I first heard Elizabeth Warren call Bernie the liar, right? When I first heard her say that, I thought to myself, okay, that makes absolutely no sense, right? Bernie Sanders, that just doesn't seem like that's in his DNA, right? He's about as far left as you can be. And I just can't see a scenario where he would come out of his own skin and say a woman couldn't be president. Now, could there have been a conversation somewhere in the past where they were talking about electability? And he might have said that at this time, maybe the electability of a woman is in question right now, at this date, whenever they were supposed to be having that conversation. That is a possibility. But as far as him saying, no, I don't think a woman could ever be president, I just don't see that. And that kind of goes right along with Elizabeth Warren, because Elizabeth Warren is a flat-out liar. She has lied so many times, I think she's having trouble with her own story. I watched a piece on her the other night, which I found incredible. You may not realize, maybe you haven't. But she is out on the campaign trail, obviously. She's doing what she does. All the campaign folks are out there on the campaign trail. And what I find remarkable is not that they're all phony, right? I mean, most of the candidates, there's some phoniness about them. There's sort of that thespian actor in a lot of these. You know, some that are better than others. They're real good candidates. You know, they can, I guess, tell a story 5, 6, 7 different ways. The bad ones tell the same story over and over again. When I watched, I just wanted to call her Nancy Pelosi. When I watched Elizabeth Warren tell the story about when she was visibly pregnant, and she used that term, visibly pregnant, and was up for a job teaching, and she didn't get the job because she was visibly pregnant, and then that caused her to do X, Y, and Z. Well, she had told this story 10 times over the course of her campaign so far, and it's all been caught on tape, which is, again, amazing to me that all of these candidates, they forget that people have cell phones or that they're being videotaped. And somewhere along the line, someone's going to replay these stories over and over again. And if you tell the same story, right, 10 times, exactly the same way, as if you are a Broadway actress, with the same hand gestures and the same face gestures, where is the sincerity in that? I don't know if I could ever do that. Like, I can't get here behind the microphone every day. Unless I wrote and scripted it out, I couldn't give you the same topic, same story, chapter and verse every single time I get behind the microphone. First of all, I want to kill myself, because after a while you'd be saying the same thing over and over again. But when you're telling a story to a different group of people, I get it. You want to convey a certain message to those people, but to do the same thing, the same hand gesture at the same time, the same smirk on your face, that to me, for me, that's phony. You know, if you're giving a speech and you're talking to people and you're doing it, you should be doing it for the most part, without notes. You can have maybe an outline of what you want to talk about, but when you're reading things or you're sort of, like I said, it's almost as if you've memorized a script, and you're doing that to all these different people, you're so disingenuous, you're doing them a disservice, because nothing is coming from your heart. And the more I watch Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, the more I feel that there is really no heart there. You know, think about some of the things that you've seen her in. This fake scenario where she was having a beer at the counter. It's almost like a hostage video. She's just phony. So she's being exposed, I think. All right, so back to my point. So when this all happened, I was 100% sure that Bernie was lying, right? 100%. But Bernie's reaction to her the other night, it didn't really sit well with me. I mean, I guess he didn't want to get into a pointing, shouting match, you know, while the national television cameras were still running, which may be the reason why he didn't react the way I would have reacted. See, if somebody said to me, hey, you called me a liar on TV, and I know that what I said was the truth, not what she said, I would say, what are you, nuts? You're the liar, and you know you're the liar. And he did kind of do that, but I think I would have been a little bit more boisterous and aggressive at that time. So I'm going from 100% sure that Elizabeth Warren is lying about that to 93% sure that she's lying about it. And maybe that 7% is somewhere along the line. Maybe he said, you know, right now the electability of the women candidates that are running is not as great as it should be. I mean, does that make any sense? I hope that makes sense. But the debate as a whole, same old, right? Got nothing new. The idea that it probably is going to be a Biden-Bernie Sanders showdown when it's all said and done is almost a little scary, right? So you've got a corporate shill, a kind of a phony in his own right, in Biden, and you've got Burn Baby Burn, who's a socialist. And one of those two, I think, right now, I know there's a long way to go and a lot of things can happen, but one of those two right now is going to be the front runner, at least going in and coming out of the Iowa caucus. Although Buttigieg may do well in Iowa. I thought Buttigieg, for what he is, did well the other night as well. And, you know, maybe the fallout of all this, maybe when you've got these Democrats clashing with each other, maybe the winner is Bloomberg in the end, right? I mean, that's a possibility. He doesn't get up on those stages. He's never mentioned. There's no scarring there. And he's spending so much money. Maybe he's the one in the end, and you get to a convention setting and a contested convention. Here, I can drop $1 billion on this race. You really want to oust Trump? I'm the guy. I can spend more money than anybody else. Blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Listen, it wouldn't be the first time that in a situation that was sort of up in the air where they went with the money, right? That happens all the time. In fact, it's happened here in my home state of Connecticut a couple of different times in governor races and Senate races where a really good quality candidate is passed over because somebody has a lot more money and they want to back somebody who can spend. In the case here in Connecticut, it was Linda McMahon, who twice spent $50 million on campaigns only to lose $100 million in losing campaigns is pretty scary and remarkable, right? I mean, you got to think that's something you probably want to stay away from. So anyway, again, my name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the foreseeable future, unless I do something really bad, I am here with you guys the first hour of the program, and I'm loving every single second of it. We'll have a blast and talk about a number of different things. Now, coming up next, his name, Stephen Williford. If you don't remember that, okay, it's okay. But Stephen, he's the man. He's the man with the gun, the good guy with the gun that stopped that Texas church shooter after he left 26 people dead. But he stopped him. He got him. And I'm going to talk to him next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Man, what a special guest I have right now joining me. And this is one of these sort of stories that you don't really realize you're going to get a chance to talk to a legitimate hero. And Stephen Williford is joining me right now, and he is the man who shot back at the assailants at that Texas church where all those people died. And let me just say first, Stephen, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it, man.
I want to thank you for having me on. And right away, I got to do business and say that I'm being sponsored by Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. And I would like to also plug my website, StephenWilliford.com, StephenWilliford.com, where you can book me to speak.
Oh, okay, good. Of course, and thank you very much.
Sorry, business I need to do.
No, of course, I get it. So I know a lot of people know the story. I'm going to get out of your way, man. Can you just please tell us this story from your vantage point one more time and tell everybody what it was like to see this and come upon all this?
Well, it was absolutely surreal. I was at home, and the reason I was home is because on Monday I was supposed to start my on-call at the hospital where I carry a beeper, and if I could get called in 24/7, so I was trying to relax that morning. And my daughter came into the bedroom and said, "Doesn't that sound like gunfire?" need to come into the kitchen. And immediately when I went into the other part of the house, I recognized it as gunfire. I ran to my safe, opened it up to get a gun out. My daughter went and jumped in her car and ran up the block. And when she came back, I was loading a magazine and heading out the door. And she said, "Dad, there's a guy in black tactical gear shooting up the church." And I told her, I asked, I said, "Did you call 911? She said, "I did." They're aware of it. So right there, it told me that police were on the way to an active shooter incident at the church. And I was running across the street with an AR-15 in my hands. And I was more afraid of the police at that moment than I was the shooter himself. But my community could not wait. He had shot Chris Workman in the back, and he shot Chris's mother, Julie, through the breast. And he was walking over to finish them off when most of the people in the church heard me yell. And he would shoot someone, and then he would walk over and finish them off. But when he heard me yell, he stopped immediately what he was doing and came out and started shooting at me. He hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car behind me, and he put bullets in the house behind me.
What was going through your head when bullets are starting to, you know, fly all around you and hit around? What were you thinking?
To be real honest, I was terrified, but I was somehow, and I'm gonna say I attribute this to God. I was dead calm. I couldn't believe how calm I was. And a voice told me in the back of my head, just don't worry about those bullets. Just do what I sent you here to do. And again, he was stringing bullets all over, and every time I pulled the trigger, it hit him. And I shot him 6 out of 6 shots. Basically, I looked at the coroner's report, and I can account for all of my shots. Now, he had Class 3 body armor on, and so not all of them made any difference. Only really two shots made any difference. I hit him in the side, and I hit him high in the leg. And those two shots made a difference. The first two shots, I hit him in the left chest, and I hit him in the abdomen. Both of those shots were stopped by his vest. And he had a bulletproof tactical helmet on also. And that tactical helmet would have stopped anything that I hit him in the head. He got in his vehicle. He put two more shots through the side window. I put one where I perceived his head to be and shot. And the coroner's report said he had an abrasion across his forehead. He accelerated, turned the corner, and accelerated as fast as he could away. By the time I ran into the middle of the street, he was about 150 yards away running in his car. I put one last shot through the back windshield. It shattered the windshield. It penetrated the driver's side seat and hit him just right at the left shoulder blade. And then I looked around thinking, this can't stop this way. This can't end this way. And there was a truck parked there on the corner at the stop sign, and he was on the phone. I ran over and I tapped on the window and said, "That man just shot up the church, and we have to stop him." Next I heard was the truck opening up, and I climbed up into the cab of the truck, and he never spoke a word to me. He was talking directly to dispatch, and we accelerated, ran down the road. We did speed over 95 miles per hour, chasing the guy down.
Stephen, listen, hold that thought. We've got to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear the rest of the story after the bottom of the hour. We're talking to the hero, the native of Sutherland Springs, Texas, the good guy with a gun who stops the assailant at that Texas church. Stephen Wilford joining us right here on the radio. We'll be right back on the USA Radio Network.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he does not know Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, who recently weighed in on impeachment.
I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax. It's a big hoax.
Speaking at the White House, the president again calls impeachment a total witch hunt. With the impeachment trial of President Trump set to begin on Tuesday, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democratic push for the impeachment of the president is a taxpayer campaign stunt.
They took Americans' hard-earned dollars and funneled them into years of worthless or baseless investigation meant to discredit this president. And after 3 years with zero facts to back up their accusations, Democrats rammed impeachment down the throats of the American people.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and Stephen Williford is joining us. He's about halfway through the story where we left off. He had exchanged gunfire with the shooter who left the church after killing 26. He jumped into a stranger's truck, and they were going down the road chasing this guy at 90-plus miles an hour. If you could pick it up there, Stephen, that would be great.
So I'm going down the road with this guy that I never even met in my life, and you know, and I tell people, you know, that kind of a situation, most sane people would have just accelerated, left me standing there. But this is Texas we're talking about. We're not known for our sanity. And Johnny allowed me into his truck.
Well, I gotta stop you just for a second because I gotta put this in perspective. Once again, we're talking to Stephen Williford, and he's kind enough to give us a couple minutes. Hey, so you know, here you are. You're in your home relaxing. You hear gunshots. Your daughter goes to see what it is. You find out it's a man dressed all in black, tactical gear, killing people. And where most people would call the cops and that would be it and they would hope for the best, you went and grabbed your AR-15 and you charged in and, you know, you saved who knows how many lives. And as you're exchanging gunfire with this guy, he jumps in a car, he disappears. Most people at this point in time, Stephen, are going to say, listen, job well done. I've done what I needed to do. I saved as many people as I could, let the cops catch him. But no, you went after him. It's unbelievably heroic.
And so we're running down the road 90 miles per hour, and I dropped the magazine out of my rifle because I didn't know how many rounds I'd put in it, and I didn't know how many rounds I had fired at him. So I dropped the magazine to look at what was left, and I had one round left in the top of the magazine.
Wow.
And one round left in the rifle, and I had two rounds, and he still had on class 3 body armor. And I looked at Johnny, and I said, tell them, hurry, hurry, I have two rounds left. And he still got on class 3 body armor. At this point, I'm wanting police. The most pleasant sight in the world at this moment would have been red, blue lights in our rearview mirror.
Right.
First time in my life I would have welcomed that.
All right.
And so we're going down the highway at breakneck speed and passing cars and stuff. And at first we didn't even see him. And we're talking to dispatch, and they're asking where we are. We're giving them as we cross roads and stuff, and then we saw him. And I said, that's it. That's him. It's a gray SUV with the back window shattered. And that's him. That's him. And we started catching him, and right away my thought went to, I must have hit him or he wouldn't be slowing down like he is.
Right.
And as we came up on him, I'm thinking, oh, God, this has got to be good because I only have two rounds. And he pulled over into the far ditch in front of a road sign. And Johnny kind of pulled in behind him, still on the road, and stopped.
How close are you, by the way, right now? How close away? How far away is he?
About 10 yards.
Wow. Okay, so he parked the car that close. Okay, very good.
And so I started to open the door with my left hand, and I dropped the window and put my rifle through the window. I was going to stand behind the door.
Yep.
And re-engaging. And so as I stuck the rifle out the window and started to step out, then he accelerated one more time. He hit the sign in front of him, and it put over the vehicle, and it went back up on the road, and I thought, oh, here we go again, and Johnny accelerated, started chasing again. It went about three-quarters of a mile up the road, and then he swerved off to the left-hand side of the road on a curve. Over the edge of the curve, through a fence, and about 50 yards out into the field, and that's where he stopped. And I didn't know what had happened. I told Johnny, I said, just get down below the dash. And I stepped out of the vehicle, put my rifle back over the hood of the truck, and started yelling rude obscenity. I wanted him to know that I was serious, and I used some language that I don't normally use, but I was very angry at the time. And Johnny, being a millennial, he did whatever a millennial would do. He got out of his truck videoing me with his phone. And I thought to myself, really? At this moment, you're going to video. They estimate that I was there behind the hood of his truck between 5 and 7 minutes. The police were 5 to 7 minutes behind me. And finally, I heard, and I'm thinking, where in the world are the police? And finally, I heard a voice over a PA system that said, driver, get out of your vehicle with your hands up. And I looked up the road, and he was another 50 yards from me, so he was about 100 yards from the shooter. And he's standing behind his door with his pistol in his right hand and a microphone in his left, and he said it again. He said, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. And I'm thinking, and if I can tell your audience anything, it's comply, comply, comply.
Right.
When the police get there, comply. And so I'm thinking, I don't want any mistakes. I laid my rifle on the hood of the truck, and I started toward the back of the truck with my hands up, palms out. And that officer made eye contact with me. And he looked at me, keyed his mic, and he said, not you. So I went around, picked up my rifle, obviously, who I was at that moment.
Right.
I picked up my rifle, and I held it. And held it on the vehicle again until four or five more squad cars showed up. And then I thought, okay, and they started bringing their rifles up. I'm thinking, okay, I am done now. I couldn't see any movement or anything in the vehicle. So I put my rifle on the toolbox to Johnny's truck. And I stood by the rear tires trying to get my feet in the shade of the truck because it was 90 degrees that morning and I was barefoot.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
People say, really, why were you barefoot? And I can tell you because I heard so many shots.
Right.
I just heard so many shots, and I knew each one of those shots could have represented one of my friends, one of my neighbors.
Wow.
And I couldn't take time to put shoes on. I got the bare essentials for my rifle, my AR-15.
Right.
And I got what I had to have that day and no more.
Well, we're talking with Stephen Williford, and here you are chasing this guy down when you found out you only had two rounds left, and you still stood your ground. You still were willing to engage. This guy didn't realize it, but, I mean, if he leaves that car and engages you, you got two shots. You don't take him down, you're dead.
Well, what I would love to tell your audience at this point is there are some things in life that are worse than dying. And those, one of those things is living with yourself, not doing anything when you know you could have done something. And that's what's worse than dying in life.
You got it.
And I also want to say that I am a Christian. I believe that man can take away your life, but he cannot take away your soul. And the worst thing that could have happened to me that day is I would have lost my life. My family would have missed me. But I would have woke up in the arms of Jesus, and that's not a bad day.
Tell everybody real quick, when somebody tells you, when some politician in Washington tells you that they want to restrict your gun rights, what do you say to that?
I say, first, it wasn't a right that was given to us by our government, but that was a right that was given us by our God to defend ourselves and our families. The Constitution makes that very clear. Understanding that that is a God-given right, and they have no ability to restrict it. And we're fighting that fight right now in Virginia. I'm going to be speaking before. They're estimating that there could be 100,000 people there in Virginia on Monday.
Right.
And unless you've crawled under a rock and living under a rock, you know what's going on in Virginia right now.
Yep. Stephen, I could talk to you for hours, man. God bless you. God bless what you did. Can you tell everybody one more time, give you a chance to talk about your organization and where folks can go to find out more about it?
SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. They're good people. They defend our rights. And I also want to let everybody know that I train churches and schools and businesses and help them set up safety response teams. And I speak and that's at StephenWilford.com, which is StephenWillefort.com. I will come speak and I will help you set up a safety response team and tell you what you need to know. Just like what happened at work recently with Jack Wilson, and that was an amazing team. And two of them sacrificed their lives for the rest of their congregation, and they are indeed heroes also. And so is Jack Wilson. And he stepped up and he stopped the church shooting, and I believe that was a direct result of what happened in Sutherland Springs.
Well, brother, listen, I'm out of time, but thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you're doing. And best of luck to you down the road, okay, my friend?
Thank you. God bless.
See you. Have a great day. There you go. What a great guy. What a great story. All right, we got to...
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813. Now, again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor of the segment, the show Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water's up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate, and I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217, anywhere in the United States, tell them Ward sent you, and get your free bottle, or go to the plan. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217, how do you beat that offer? Or go to teamgetreal.com, and after you've done it, I'm telling you.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie here, USA Radio Network. Once again, just so you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour, you get me warming up the crowd for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here. Actually, he's probably here already in the green room eating grapes or getting, the folks over there feeding him grapes or something like that. Anyway, we'll wrap it up. We don't have time really to dive into something serious. And again, we'll let Wayne take over. I guess today there's a lot of, every day now, there's a like a hashtag day associated with it. Today apparently is Religious Freedom Day, which is nice. It's also National Nothing Day, which I don't know what that means. It's Appreciate a Dragon Day, which shows you how silly this is. And it's International Hot and Spicy Food Day. And also National Fig Newton Day. If you care about these kinds of things, which I don't, which is bewildering as to why I would bring it up on the radio in front of potentially hundreds of thousands of people. Hey, it's also January, actually, is Divorce Month. So if your wife is stomping around for some reason, you might want to be very, very, very careful about that as far as January being Divorce Month. By the way, things to look out for in case, you know, you think that maybe your wife is or your husband is either cheating or thinking about leaving. Their spending habits change. They get makeovers. They've stopped nagging you, like, because they don't care anymore. These are things to look out for in case you're wondering whether or not your significant other. You always know that relationship that's in trouble when, you know, the guy is a big fat slob and the woman goes out and, you know, becomes this super gym freak, you know, like a gym rat, and she's there all the time, and you know that they're in trouble. Listen, $281 a month is what we spend on average going out to eat. I don't know if you heard about this, but if you get the calculator out, you're not going to like the end result. That's $200,000 in your lifetime spent on dining out, and that, you know, includes fast food and all of that. So it's a lot of money. I mean, cook at home, for God's sake. You see this Wendy Williams, who I can't watch more than 15 seconds of before I want to lose my lunch. Wendy Williams, did you see her mock Joaquin Phoenix in her, like, a couple shows ago? And I guess she apologized today or yesterday, but she made the move because he's got the hair lip issue, and, you know, he's overcome that. He's one of the best actors out there. His, you know, portrayal of the Joker was flat out unbelievable, and he's a guaranteed Oscar winner. And here's somebody with a dopey talk show who's got no talent mocking somebody who actually does. So shame on her for doing any of that. What else do I have here for you? There are no muscles in your fingers. The muscles in your palm and forearm do all the work. How about that? You stand at work all day. If you do that, you got one of those standing desks. You burn 64 more calories every single day. So you can have a half a bite of a Snickers bar at the end to reward yourself if you stand all day. I bet you don't know where the most 7-Elevens are in the world. I would have automatically thought here in this country, and then probably India would be number two. That would be my guess. But it's actually, apparently Japan has the most 7-Elevens by far. Thailand is second. South Korea third. The U.S. is fourth. In fact, I guess Japan has almost three times as many 7-Elevens as we do, which seems almost impossible, because depending upon where you live, there's like a 7-Eleven on every corner. There are four types of venomous snakes in the United States: rattlesnakes, copperheads, cottonmouths, and coral snakes. I hope you don't run into to any of those, because that will not end well for you. Fans have tossed 10,000 teddy bears onto the ice during a hockey game, which is kind of neat. Cincinnati Cyclones game. They did it to cheer their favorite team, but many of them arrived with teddy bears so that they could throw it out there for toys, because the cops in that region were asking for toys for kids who are less fortunate. So that is a good thing, and a good way to end my hour here tonight. We got a lot to get to, but I only have an hour, so I yield to the great Wayne Allen Root. I'll be back on Tuesday of next week. So depending upon where you are, East Coast, West Coast, snow coming to the East Coast. I don't know what's going on the West Coast. Probably rain. More and more rain. But anyway, listen, be safe. Have a great weekend. Football this weekend. I actually think the Packers are going to win. That's my prediction. So I'm throwing that out there, those of you who are Packer fans. Wayne is next. You guys have a great day. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One.